Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about branding yourself as a real estate investor. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Merritt asks, I know Stripe seems to be the default, I'm going to put in parentheses, is a way of accepting credit card payments. That's what Stripe is. But how are others setting up their accounts when they specifically ask you what you're selling and what kind of business you're in? I was thinking that being totally straight up with them would flag you as the get-go, as real estate transactions are prohibited, right? Are you coming up with gray zone descriptions such as tree and dirt collections in northern Oregon? This is hilarious. Or wholesale dirt and soil futures? This is good stuff, man. I that's another thing I want on my shirt. I've seen so much conflicting information from investors. I want to come straight to the source. Thanks for your advice. Seriously, wholesale dirt and soil futures. Merritt, I want a shirt. That's awesome.
Wholesale dirt.
I buy and sell dirt and soil futures.
So all kidding aside, we're going to be serious just for a couple minutes here. This has been a massive problem in this industry since the very beginning.
Of time.
Since the beginning of purchasing and selling real estate.
Yep.
Credit card processors don't like it. And we think we found the answer. This is an incredibly timely question.
Mm-hmm.
So we've negotiated a deal with Heartland Payment Systems, which is one of the largest credit card processors in the country. You probably don't know their name because they're the company behind companies like BluePay and Stripe and things like that. Mm. Stripe and BluePay are just payment gateways, but the processors, it's all complicated, and I don't want to get into it now.
And there's only a handful, then they won't let the government won't let any more.
Insurance is behind it all. So, and they see as a real estate acquisition as a little bit riskier than purchasing a stereo, for example, online or anything else that you would buy online that gets shipped to you. So Heartland has seen their way through it after, I think Jill and I have been working on this for a year.
Yeah.
So we've asked them to set up people on their end specifically to process our members' requests without lying. Mm-hmm. I mean, with saying, yeah, we purchase and sell land and we process it online. So reach out to us and we will give you, there's an actual, a procedure that you have to go through to apply. But the good news is that, you know, the procedure, they're all set up and they're ready to answer your questions and ready to deal with the whole thing.
All property types too, by the way.
Yeah.
We're working fast to solve this for everybody.
It's solved. I received the email yesterday. I didn't tell you that.
No, you didn't tell me that.
We have.
I just wrote myself a note. I'm like, is the deal ready? What can we do?
There's like a serial number that you need to, and you need to process it through one person and to get it through the system. And we've done this. I've spent a year in this. So no, you don't want to lie ever. That's the bigger picture here. You don't want to say your wholesale dirt soil futures. You just want to say, yeah, I purchase land. And then I mark it up.
So
I sell it for more as fast as possible.
Exactly.
That's why I'm here. And if you don't like any part of that, then call your real estate agent. They'll help you. You can talk a lot. You can overpay for property and have a lot of conversations.
Totally. And fill out a lot of forms.
If you have a question, or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, branding yourself as a real estate investor. What the hell is he talking about now? This is the meat of the show.
What the hell are you talking about now? Just kidding. I know what it means to me. I'm curious to know what it means to you.
Go ahead.
Well, okay. I'm going to get philosophical here. But whenever you talk about branding yourself, that's all touchy-feely. You know, it really is. And you can wake up one day and say, I'm done. I'm over. I hate this job. I hate whatever. I'm going to be a real estate investor. This is actually not crazy. People, you know, it's not like you have to go get a degree. I talked to a guy that day that has a master's in, oh, it's like real estate development or something.
What?
I'm like, I'm not kidding.
You can get a degree in
Yes.
That?
And I was even scratching my head going, I didn't know that was a thing. And it was funny because he's working in a boutique somewhere in New York. He called it a boutique real estate firm, whatever, subdivider or something. Anyway, and he's like, I just want to do my own thing already.
Yeah.
I just graduated.
Yep.
So what is it, October? So it's been a couple months. He's like, yeah, I'm out. But or he sees, you know what he probably sees, is the money, which is in what they're doing, not what he's doing. You know what I mean? You want to be the investor. So branding yourself as a real estate investor, you can wake up and say, I'm going to be a real estate investor. You can wake up and say, I am a real estate investor. There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree, Jill.
Thank you.
In fact, I think everybody should.
You should. You should walk
I think
up.
You should have start having that mindset.
Yeah, you
Even
should
be a little cocky about it.
Walk up at a party and just say, I'm a real estate investor.
Yeah.
What do you have right now? I'm working on this, working on that, working on this, whatever.
I could not.
You don't have
Jill,
to have
that is
a,
the best advice I've heard on this show from you in a long time.
Thank you.
Just put it in your head that this a couple shows ago we did what was it called? Long-term planning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first step to long-term planning is believing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Jack.
That's fantastic
I'm
advice.
Proud of you.
I'm really
Thank
serious.
You. That's what I was my point too, which is say it and believe it. And that's it now. And then my final point to this branding thing is stay your course, not the course, your course. Whatever kind of investor you want to be, say it, own it, believe it. I am a commercial real estate investor. That's it. And don't vary then. Everybody comes to you with six different property types. That's not your deal. If you want to be really good and you really want to get there faster and be, you know, the most experienced, efficient, profitable, pick your course, stay your course. If you now later on you want to veer off and do other things because you got this one down, I'm all for it, you know, but I say follow it all the way through.
Yep.
That's how you brand yourself.
So let's talk about branding because branding, like Coca-Cola is a brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a person.
And they said, you know what their campaign is? Like we all know Coke and Pepsi walk out, like out of the gate, they're like, we're the number one Coca-Cola product or we're the number one soda, whatever. I don't even know what to classify them as.
Soft drink company.
Soft drink. We are the number one, you know, soft drink, whatever. That's their mindset, and that's what we all need to do.
Kim Kardashian is a brand.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever you think about that, believe me, I don't have anything positive to say about that. I don't have any idea what that's about, but she has success. My hat's off to her and everybody else that's involved. They have, for whatever reason, captured the attention of a whole generation of people and branded their actual name. So my point to the whole writing the show or this topic was, all right, great. So we all know branding works, and it works like times 80. The whole point behind a brand is this. You take a regular soft drink that costs very, very little to manufacture, like Coca-Cola, and you can charge a lot more because for some reason, people believe that it's better or that it tastes better or it's cooler or there's some status or something. That's what a brand is.
Mm-hmm.
So Kim Kardashian, in that case, I don't know, I think she's got a clothesline now or some crazy thing. It doesn't matter and I don't really care. Whatever she's selling, she's probably getting more than she would if she didn't have a brand associated.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's apply that to real estate. Who's doing that in real estate? Who's charging more? Because their name's on it.
Could it be Trump?
Exactly. So, and unfortunately or fortunately, personally, I don't care. The guy ran for president. But up until that point, there was just no disputing the fact that the brand, here's the theory behind a real estate brand. Occupancy and sales price are everything in real estate. We all want more occupancy and a higher sales price and a lower acquisition price. So, you know, if there's four Class A residential buildings being built in a central business district anywhere, in Singapore, in Manhattan, anywhere, and one of them's got the name Trump on it, like Trump Tower,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna lease up before it's done, I'm telling you right now. So why the guy went and ran for president and wrecked his life, I'm not sure. And whether you like him or don't like him, I personally have no preference, and that's not what this is about at all.
Yeah, I don't want that job.
It's not about a Trump thing. I'm not bragging. No. Either way, I don't care.
No.
I'm just saying he was a magician.
At branding himself.
He did it right out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Another person who's done this, let's take the politics out of it, is Sam Zell, who is my personal, he's one of my personal heroes, even way more than Donald Trump. Sam Zell is the Chicago version of Donald Trump, and if you look at a lot of commercial buildings, you'll see Zell on there. So to a much lesser degree, he's branded himself, but if you're in real estate at all, everybody, you know, if you're a real estate professional at all, you know about Sam Zell, and you don't care about the New York version, Donald Trump.
So, who else? Give me another person's. I like this game. I'm just sitting here thinking about...
That's my point, because I don't have another example.
Oh, come on. What?
In real estate.
Okay, no, but I mean... Okay, I'm taking it outside of real estate.
But hold on a second. Let me finish this thought, because...
Oh, sorry.
You know, there's a tremendous amount of we have two good examples I just gave of real estate branding, and then we have eons of examples of branding yourself and what you do, like Jack and Jill's a brand.
I was going to say that too.
You know, I took that example, and that's why I'm sharing it today, because whoever you are, you can brand yourself as the kook of real estate, as the subdivider of Texas property, as the land, rural land, vacant land. Like Luke Smith has a brand already, I think. The guy in our group is really successful.
Do you think... but it's not his name. Do you think, let me ask you this. If he wasn't walking around saying Smith Properties, do you think he's missing out on that?
No, I think that he should be. I think this day and age, people want to see somebody, they want to associate a person. Like, who's the face of Coca-Cola? We don't know.
Okay, well, I'm just looking it up to confirm I have it right. Let's be honest, McDonald's.
Yeah, it's
That's
Ronald McDonald.
It's a name. Well, it's the brothers, McDonald's.
But no one knows that.
Oh.
No one cares. We only ever knew that because of the movie we went and saw like a year ago.
Or you look it up.
If I think of McDonald's, who's the face of McDonald's? It's Ronald McDonald.
Right. He's not even around anymore, really. Do they use him anymore for much?
No, because the...
Got kind of scared, the whole clown thing.
Yeah, the whole white band Chester scenario played itself out.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Somebody wrecked it.
All right. So do you have more real estate investors that you want to...
I wish I did.
Okay.
There's some people...
Well, I had some back in the day. We all know there's geographical ones, don't you think?
Yeah.
That's what I think. So what were we going to say back in the day?
You said back in the day.
Oh, I said back in the day. Sorry. Well, I was thinking like Don Cole in Orange County. Like what was Detroit? Was there a Detroit real estate mogul?
No.
Chicago?
Sam Zell.
Oh. New York?
Donald Trump.
This is a good game. Dallas?
No, Jill, that's what I'm saying. There's a huge, massive, wide open area for people to brand themselves in the real estate space.
Because there's only a handful.
For whatever reason, celebrities have been branding themselves since the beginning. Everybody in the Hollywood type of business is all about branding, and the politicians brand themselves right from the beginning. And this is a real positive thing. You can, if you find a niche, you know, you can ease very, not a lot of money with the way social media is, brand yourself with that specialization. I mean, I use the Texas subdivision, you know, wouldn't you love to be known as the person who subdivides property in Texas and sells it real cheap?
Yeah.
And have a talk show about it?
Totally.
Or have not even a talk show, but I don't know, like some kind of celebration about it, you know, something that's not hokey and silly.
Yeah.
And actually be known for something that you're doing that's good.
Yeah.
And helpful. You know, I mentioned the Kardashian example early on, and I think, I don't know what they do that's good. I mean, I don't know enough about it to honestly talk about it in an educated way, but it seems really silly.
Yeah, I still can't wrap my head around that whole one, but I just figure I'm not the target audience.
Yeah,
for that,
right.
So I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other people that I'm the target audience. I read all the, investor and entrepreneur. I read those magazines. I really like them. Fast Company, Wired. I read all that stuff, and I'm those people I pay attention to.
Which people?
Like the Zuckerberg and the Google Gal.
So Facebook's a perfect example, Jill. That's perfect that you brought that up. So Facebook is a company, but we all know who owns Facebook. Everybody knows. And that company's only like 13 or 14 years old. Mm-hmm. We all know who's Microsoft and Apple, all of us. Mm-hmm. So these newer companies, and when tech and the internet kind of really caught on, it's so easy to brand yourself. Mm-hmm. If you actually have something unique to say.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? The times have changed, like you just said. It used to be you hide behind your company. It used to be, say it was a big airline or something. You knew the airline, but you never knew who was behind it. But nowadays, you do know who's behind it. Think of SpaceX. We all know who's behind that. Mm-hmm. Tesla, we know, you know, it's the same guy. You know, there's all kinds of things that we know. We don't know who's behind Mercedes.
Right. They're all dead. Mm-hmm. We all know, you know, Henry Ford's a good example because his name's right on the on every car.
Right.
So that's not a bad idea. Putting your name on the property that you sell, your actual name. Mm-hmm. Like we went out and spent a small fortune on jackjill.com. Mm-hmm. For a reason.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what we're going to do. So stay your course. Believe it. And wake up tomorrow and just, if you are today, make it today. You're here listening, not because you're bored and there's nothing, this was the only thing that was left that you hadn't listened to in your podcast list. I'm joking. But you can brand yourself.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss identify where you need help up front.
And we answer Luke's question about how and who to hire.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Branding is it's so not associated with what we do. But I think it's so important to brand stuff, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think because it helps with the transparency. That's one of the things that we've learned along the way is being, you know, transparent and who you are. And yeah, I am an investor, like when I'm dealing with a seller or even a buyer. That really helps. So if I'm branding myself, like, oh, well, I know, you know, like they see us. It almost leads, if you brand yourself and you get your name out there enough, there's an immediate sense of credibility that just happens because someone has heard of you. They don't even know why or how they heard of you.
I agree, man.
And that really
helps.
And
I would never have agreed to that before we started this whole Land Academy thing. Mm-hmm. Because it's amazing that if you have some unique content and you actually know what you're talking about, how positively people respond. Mm-hmm. You know, in the case of our, you know, translate it to a real estate investor, if you have a couple of properties that are available that are truly a good deal, truly a good buy, a good acquisition, and you're real straight about it and honest about it, that's, you're on your way to branding yourself.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Like our show? Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.